On 103.2 FM across Bradford, digital radio across West Yorkshire and Manchester, and around the world, online, mobile, tablet and TV, this is Sunrise Radio.
So my first question to you is, you've done back-to-back action films. Is it fair to say you are in the best shape of your life?
Oh, well, I sure hope so. I've worked really, really hard for both these films, and I think when you get into a certain rut, when you get into a certain routine, I guess it changes you for the better, and that's exactly what's happened to me as well. I got to learn mixed martial arts. I practiced it for Akira, and then that training came in handy while I was shooting Force 2 as well, doing the action sequences for this film also. So, yeah, I'd like to think that I'm feeling fitter and better than before. I'm looking fitter than before and better than before. So I'm, yeah, in a very, very good space when it comes to fitness-wise, health-wise.
When we talk about fitness, what would you say has been the best moments of fitness for you?
I think right now, the last time I felt this fit was when I did my first film, and I guess I just got stuck into this, I was shooting films non-stop, back-to-back. I barely had time to, like, work on myself, work on, my body. And so I kind of got lost. I used to not give it that much of my attention as I am doing right now. And I'm really happy that, for these films, I could get back into that routine and train myself and become better. So, yeah, I think right now it's the best moment for me when it comes to fitness.
So is it fair to say that the guys are really scared of you now because you're so fit?
Well, the guys who are scared of me should not even bother, because I want the guys to, like, appreciate it, that, oh, well, this girl can really kick some ass. That's cool.
So, what attracted you to Force 2?
The fact that it's a really, really nice story. It's something that has a lot of substance. It's something that's very relevant in today's time. With the things that are happening around, our nation. We started shooting this film a year and a half back, and it just holds a lot of importance and relevance today. In terms of the content, what the story is of the film, what we're trying to say about the Raw Agents, the spies, two forces that come together, to protect the people that are protecting us. So it's a really, really interesting and very gripping story. Other than that, my character was something that really, really drew me to the film. She's a Raw Agent. She's an alpha in herself. She, is working in a man's world, and she knows how to do her job better than any other man. And she's confident of herself. She's sure of what she's doing. And she's a very, independent girl. So this character, to just portray this character on screen was something that really, really attracted me to the film.
How much of the character is very much of Sonakshi, and how much did you bring that was not of you as a person?
I think the only difference is that I'm not a Raw Agent. I'm an actor. Personality-wise, yes, I feel very, very connected to KK, because she does not take crap from anyone. She knows what she's doing. She is confident. She's independent. And those are the things, I think, qualities that I possess as well. So, just the fact that our professions are different. Other than that, KK and I are very, very similar.
Okay, so what's your favorite moment in the film? Because everybody's talking about the track Ordania, and, people are mesmerized, very different from a Raw Agent. What would you say is your favorite moment in the movie?
Ordania is actually a promotional track. We're using it for the promotion of the film. It comes into play in the film at a moment where, obviously, I'm a Raw Agent, so I won't be able to do it, but because it's a great song, the makers felt that I should be a part of it. So other than that, I feel there's one particular action sequence in which John and I are fighting together, and that a few shots of those are even in the trailer, and I think that is very, very exciting. And you've never really seen a guy and a girl on screen like that fight together and, take care of the baddies. So I think that is something that is quite refreshing and new and exciting.
John's known for his action. Was it a big competition for you to be in the same frame with him doing an action sequence, being a woman? Did you feel that you had to prove yourself even more?
No, actually, I really enjoy doing this because I've always been a very athletic person by nature. So this kind of comes easier to me than most other things. So I feel like it was something that I knew that I was going to enjoy. And honestly, in my first action film when I was doing the action Akira, I did it all alone. The fact that I had somebody like John in the same frame as me doing the action alongside him, I think that was a big boost and it was a great motivator, in fact, to, you know, just do better and match up to him.
Did you guys share tips?
Sorry?
Did you guys share tips between each other? Oh, you could have done that kick better or...
There's always opinions exchanged, but honestly, he's so good at what he does and he was really happy with the way that I was, you know, executing the stunts and the action. So, I wouldn't say like tips per se, but yeah, we were appreciative of each other, obviously. And, whenever there was something that, you know, could have looked better, there would be more takes. So yeah, I think in that way, he's very, very supportive as a co-actor.
So, can you share any memorable behind-the-scenes moments? So, what is there that you two got up
well,
to?
Well, we had behind-the-scenes, John is only working out. And I think he lives in the gym. So, that's not me. So, behind-the-scenes, actually, we had a great schedule in Budapest where we were there for 50 days. And honestly, for me, the best part about, you know, packing up was like going and exploring the city. I love to travel. And that's what I used to do while John used to be in the gym. So, yeah.
So no antics on the set, no, you know, getting, playing tricks with each other or?
Not really. I mean, there's obviously a lot of fun and laughter behind the camera. Because everybody on the team really got along well with each other. So that's about it. I think we're a bit old, no, to play tricks and pranks.
not according to when John and Akshay are working together, they're not too old to play
tricks. Oh, they are. They are like, boys will be boys.
So how are you selecting your projects nowadays? Because obviously the films that you're doing are very different. They're not the run of the mill. You've had an Akira. You've now got Force 2. You know, so how are you selecting your movies?
Well, I think I guess it's just something that came from within where I felt like, you know, I really want to do stuff that challenges me and pushes me, you know, in different ways. So I guess that's my first criteria now. I mean, the role has to be really, really good. And, of course, the premise of the film, whether or not I feel that I would be able to pull it off and carry it off. And if it's challenging, then it's something that I definitely want to do. I've always been instinctive when it comes to choosing my films. So, honestly, I just have to click with it when I hear it. If I don't, then I won't do it.
And you've been shooting in London for your next film, and you had a visit, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to talk about the next film. But what did you most love about London?
I come there every year, at least twice, but yeah, I really like, you know, I don't get to walk around here in Mumbai, so whenever I travel, I love to walk around the city, and that's what I love doing even in London, so, and the food, of course.
Of course. Do you ever venture out of London, or is it just London and that's it? Do you know?
Just London. Yeah, just London.
Okay, you must come up north.
Oh, really?
So many fantastic places to see outside of London.
I'm sure. But I actually, one of my biggest wishes is that I want to go backpacking across Europe, which is something that I want to do. And I've wanted to do for a while, so hopefully I'll make that happen soon.
What else is on your bucket list, apart from backtracking in Europe?
Well, I ticked that one off, go diving, you know, and I did that last year, and I've been doing it consistently ever since I started, because I love the ocean, so I keep doing that. Other than that, backpacking is next up on my bucket list.
Okay, now, most of the films that you've done, there's always a tagline, there's always a dialogue that has become synonymous with a Sonakshi movie. What would you say is the dialogue for Force 2?
For Force 2, I think the film is based on events that are a bit more serious in a way that, you know, we didn't just add any punchline for the sake of it. They're very conversational, and I think the one thing that stands out is that, you know, she's a raw agent and she's making it very clear to this person who's coming to work with her, who's John's character, that hard work, homework preparation and hard work, diligence, preparation and, oh my god, I'm getting confused with the three things. Diligence, hard work and preparation. Yeh raw ke kaam karne ka tarika. So she, like, that's, I think that one line makes it very clear that she's serious about what she's doing and she knows how to do it.
So why should we go and watch Force 2?
Because it's a great story, and I think in today's time it's become a very, very important film in terms of people should know what, you know, goes on, because there are so many people who we don't even hear about, you and I don't even hear about, who are protecting our nation, and they are the true heroes. And this film actually talks about them. These are the people who are sacrificing their lives and they just go unknown, and I guess that message needs to reach out to everyone.
Final question. John the actor or John the producer? Because he's obviously one of the producers of Force 2.
I think John the actor, because he didn't for a minute make anybody feel like he was a producer as well. So John the actor.